Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Buzz back in the studio, in for Kyle. And, of course, a lot to discuss here with the Phillies. The Bryce Harper situation, he's back. But that didn't feel right to me. It didn't feel right. And it doesn't feel like we're going to get the real Bryce Harper the rest of the season. Where do you come down on Bryce? And Zach Wheeler, his dominance, he's the best Phillies pitcher I've ever watched for an extended period. He tops what Halladay was able to accomplish in 4 years here because it's been 6 years of this. I think he's better than Schilling was here. He's better than Hamels. Obviously, I didn't get a chance to watch Steve Carlton, but I have him as the best Phillies pitcher I've ever seen over an extended period, even better than Lee. And I mean, there's been a lot of great Phillies pitchers, but this guy is right up there. All right, 215-592-949 for weigh-in on Bryce, to weigh-in on Wheeler. We got a lot to get to, including our next guest, Devin Caney, who joins us, as she does every week, to talk some Phillies. Devin, how you doing today?
Dev!
I'm doing well, guys. How are you? How's it? You're holding it down at the ballpark, I hear.
We're here.
It's a little warm today.
Yeah. We're here early, too. Yeah.
We're going to be here a long time.
Yeah, we're playing video games later, Devin. The Phillies Fantastic Auction. Someone won a video games on Fanavision with us.
Do we know what we're playing?
I don't know what we're playing yet.
Oh.
Do you have any idea?
You guys don't know what game you're playing yet?
I know it's not
Call
of Duty. No, we're not playing. We're definitely not playing Call of Duty.
I think the winner gets to choose, so we're going to play whatever they want.
All right.
We'll figure that out. All right, Devin, before we go into the conversation, do you have a new word for us? He was very excited for you to give us.
Yeah, because I saw cathartic yesterday.
Okay.
I'm going to go Google that. It's a pretty good word.
Cathartic?
I say cathartic. Cathartic?
Yeah.
It meant therapeutic, though.
Yeah.
I did get that part right.
It makes you feel better.
Yeah, it makes you feel better.
Yeah.
So I was trying to think of a word that kind of relates to Bryce Harper, and I don't know if this one fully encompasses Bryce Harper, but cerebral. I thought that was a good one to use on you guys today.
Dad,
that means
bringing out words for us to use.
Yeah, here's Hugh Googling.
I like this new bit.
Yeah, I think it's going to work for us. I think it's the right bit for the Midday Show with you. All right, so Bryce cerebral. What did you make, Devin, of his return? Because I was saying earlier, I was actually kind of hoping he would lie to us. Like, I wanted to feel good.
Joe wanted to be lied to.
I wanted him to come out and say, I'm ready to go. And instead I got, well, it's not really getting any better, so I'm back. Let's play some baseball. What did you make of that before the game yesterday with his return?
Yeah, so first of all, I think a lot of people read into his body language and his tone. And I will say, in Bryce Harper's defense, he always kind of sounds like that. You know, he's a very stoic guy. He's never, when he talks, he's always, pretty steady. So I didn't take too much away from, his tone when he was saying it. But he did literally say, progress kind of came to a standstill. So I wasn't going to take any more steps forward in terms of recovery. So I thought, what I took away from it was he basically thought, might as well just go back and play because nothing's going to change. At least in a positive direction for me, this is as good as it's going to get. And that certainly is cause for concern. Again, to use my word from last week, I don't want to catastrophize here. I don't want to say everything's over and Bryce Harper's career is ruined. But the injury that it is, and I don't even feel right calling it an injury because it's inflammation. We aren't even really positive what exactly it is. Bryce Harper has said he's not even positive exactly, what this is. I think it could be something that just sticks with him for the rest of his career. He's halfway through his contract with the Phils. He has that long contract, and he's getting older. And this is what comes when you play 162 plus games a year. I think it's just one of those things that comes with the stress of playing and hitting baseballs when they're coming at you 90-100 miles per hour. And I just hope that he's able to manage it well.
You know what, Dev, now you got me thinking, with all of that being said and the way Bryce handled that press conference yesterday, what are you expecting from him moving forward? What type of player are you expecting to get?
Ooh, that's a tough question because, I was listening to you guys earlier, and Hugh, I heard your comment about a guy who moves runners.
Moving runners. I mean, this guy is driving me nuts.
Joe had a whole meltdown over here.
I think that he'll be more than just a guy who moves runners. And I think that we will still see power from Bryce Harper. It just might not be, you know, at the volume that we've seen in years past. But Bryce Harper, what we've come to love him for in Philadelphia is he's the most clutch, one, literally, you know, statistically, one of the most clutch hitters in baseball playoff history. He comes through in the moments that matter. So I think a wrist injury that's lingering hopefully won't prevent that from happening, you know, coming through in those big moments. And that's why we love him. I just don't know if he'll ever be a guy who's hitting like 20 to 30 home runs a season again. I don't know if that's possible for him.
Yeah, and if he's not, it's Devin, I think it changes what the Phillies might need here at the trade deadline. Like, you know, he's back, right? That's great. And if you told me 3 weeks ago when he went on the injury list, or he'd be back early July, I'd say, okay, let's see what we have and figure it out. But, Devin, if the Phillies feel maybe what you just said, that he's back and he'll help and he'll do more than just move runners, but he's not the old Bryce Harper, it does make me feel like they need to go add a legitimate bat to put around him in the order, because it just feels like, you know, other than Kyle Schwarber, they're power deficient even with him back now. Do you think this impacts what kind of bat they might go look at the trade deadline?
Possibly. I mean, I think that they were probably looking for something similar even before he came back. And he's only played one game, so who knows? Like, Bryce Harper could go out there tonight and hit a home run. Like, I think he's still going to have power, just not as often as we've seen in the past. I think that they've needed to bring in another bat, you know, even before all of this went down with Bryce Harper, because you're right. They're a team that used to be known for, you know, ball go boom. They were a lineup that could hit the ball far and out of the ballpark. And we really haven't seen that this season or even towards the end of last season from more than, you know, Kyle Schwarber. And you can throw Nick Castellanos' name in there. He hit one last night. He's come through, you know, in terms of slug more than a lot of the other guys in the lineup. But you're not seeing that from Alec Bohm. You're not really seeing that from, obviously, Bryson Stott, Brandon Marsh. Even Max Kepler has been disappointing. So I would love for them to go out to get another outfield bat and one that has a lot of power that can add to this lineup, because they certainly are going to need it in the postseason.
Devin Caney with us here talking to Phillies. All right, Devin, I asked Hugh earlier, and he's refusing to budge as usual, being pretty stubborn. I'm curious, if you could redo your top 11, would you have Zach Wheeler higher than you had him? I think you had him in like the 8-9 range, if I recall correctly. Now, if you redid it today, would you have Wheeler higher, or are you happy with where you put Zach Wheeler?
So, see, I wish I could double down on I actually had him at 10.
Oh, wow.
I wish I could double down on that and like dig in like Elliot does, but I do think I would probably move Zach Wheeler a bit higher. Now, I had Bryce Harper at 11. I think I would keep him there. Mm-hmm. So, in my defense, when I did my top 11, this was, what, like 3-4 weeks ago when we submitted those? I did it, you know, Spike Eskin specifically said it's the criteria, like it's pretty open, and it's the top 11 players right now, right? So, the Eagles just won the Super Bowl. Cooper DeJean just picked off one of the best quarterback in the NFL and ran it back for a touchdown to win the Super Bowl. Mm. So that's why he made my list. And I'm not disrespecting baseball, but to me, I just think that, you know, that requires a lot of athleticism. And also at the time, I think it was right after Zach Wheeler had just given up like 6 runs to the Braves. And then he didn't pitch for a little bit because he was on paternity leave. So I kind of was feeling down and out about the Phils. So morale was low when I made that list. I would probably bump Zach Wheeler up to like top 7 at least. But Bryce Harper would stay 11 for me on my list.
See, I at least appreciate the explanation and the logic there. It's better than Hughes, where he only plays once every 5 days. Yeah, you know, the issue here, Devin, is Hugh doesn't respect pitchers. He won't say it, but that's obviously
what. I respect Zach.
Well,
I think that's a common, like, a lot of people don't respect. You can look at, you know, this season the Phillies are having, right? I know you guys had the conversation earlier in the week of, are you having fun watching the Phillies? And I think I am not personally having fun watching the Phillies this season. Joe, I agree with you from I hate using the term vibes, but like a vibes and energy perspective, just because it seems like they aren't necessarily having the best time out there like they used to. But you really look at what they've done in terms of starting pitching. Like, the Phillies starting rotation is doing remarkable things this season. And I think a lot of fans aren't recognizing that, because it's a lot easier to recognize, you know, ball go boom and a bunch of home runs. And that's really fun to watch, and you get to jump up and down and scream and cheer. But what they're doing starting pitching-wise is really incredible. So, like, in that regard, it has been fun to watch.
Yeah, those four, led by Wheeler, those four starters, they are – I mean, that's the fun of the team, right? Then they come out of the game, and it's like, oh, you know, the offense and the defense
and the bullpen.
Yeah, it really is. Devin, we appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy the rest of your week and July 4th, and we'll catch up soon. Thank you, Devin.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
There she goes, Devin Caney with us, helping us learn new words. And
he was so cerebral.
Cerebral. Yeah. I feel like we've used that one before.
Yeah.
It's not a brand new for us.
It's not a brand new, but it's
good. What was last week's? Oh.
Cathartic.
No, last week.
Last week, was it catastrophized?
Yeah.
Catastrophized.
So are you saying I'm catastrophizing the Bryce Harper situation?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You heard him yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And I'm catastrophizing. He came back yesterday. It should be a celebratory thing. The guy sounds like he's at a morgue.
You got to read between the lines.
Read between the lines. He's not healthy.
He's workshopping these things.
Do you think his wrist feels good? Yeah, I guess. There's my answer.
He didn't say, Yeah, his wrist feels good. He's all right. He'll be all right. Well, it's not where he wanted to be.
Right.
But he's all right.
I'll make it as simple as that. I didn't get the sense yesterday, listening to Bryce Harper, that he thinks his wrist feels good.
No, he's not in a good place.
Right.
He's not in a good space.
So how am I going to be in a good place?
Well, he has to work, because you know what? Bryce Harper makes whatever amount of money he makes. He got to figure it out. That's the bottom line.
Well,
Bryce Harper is not, for all medical purposes, Bryce Harper is healthy. He just feels off. So you need to figure out how you can feel on.
So here's a question for you, and I don't have an answer. I'm not pretending I do. Was this wise to come back now? I mean, he said he kind of stagnated in his rehab here.
Was it wise?
Well, he did mention in the offseason that he felt like this issue. Remember, we had this last August. We first heard his wrist bothered him,
mm-hmm.
and then he said it lingered through the rest of the season, and
mm-hmm.
he felt better in December. Remember, he said that.
He said a little bit of rest.
It went away.
Yes,
he felt better in December, and then it started to happen again this season. So, I'm not a doctor here, but he didn't play baseball from the first week or whenever the season ended, October 9th, or, you know, whatever the date was last year.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't play baseball from October 6th, 9th, whatever the day was. And then in December, he felt better. He felt, normal. You know, the same timeline could have applied here. Why didn't he just shut it down for a month and then, or 2 months and then come back? It's odd to me to have an injury, go on the injured list, come back and admit, yeah, I'm still not right. Well, why didn't we just wait longer?
I would assume because, like I said, Joe, it's not going to get any better. Like, he's in a position now where it's as good – like I said, as good as it gets.
Well, but is part of that because he's ramped it up? Like, he took 75 swings in Houston last week.
Maybe. But I think part of that is him trying to avoid the obvious. And to me, the obvious is better living through chemistry. You know, like you said, like taking a shot or whatever. He doesn't want to do that. So he just wanted to see where he felt – if he took that many swings,
yeah.
and he thought that maybe he thought he could fight his way through it or work his way through it or the tingling or whatever sensation that he has goes away. But it's obvious that's not the case now. And now only thing you could do is, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it, pain management or discomfort management or whatever it is. You can still play, but it's going to be uncomfortable for you a little bit.
I also wonder if that means day off management, right?
I think he mentioned that too when he was in the press conference. He said something about it just all depends on what he needs on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, so this feels like it's a touch-and-go thing, and it's why I can't expect Bryce to be Bryce the rest of the season. 215-592-9494. Do you expect Bryce Harper to play at his typical level now that he's back from the injury list? It is our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PI Dental Center. .com 57% voting no early on in the poll today. They do not expect Bryce Harper to be the typical Bryce Harper. That's the way I feel. I don't expect it. Like if he overperforms, if he hits like an all-star the rest of the season, like the guy we've been used to since he got here, that'd be wonderful.
You don't feel like
getting my expectations up for a guy that yesterday basically said I'm back, but I don't know what to tell you. Like I don't know how I feel. Like that, it was one of the strangest
preparing you for the worst.
But why?
because he doesn't know how he feels.
Well, and that I think you're right on that.
Yeah, because he doesn't know what his body's going to
do. Well, as long as he moves runners, we're okay, right?
That's it. If he moves runners and it helps the team, if he's a contributor, then so be it.
Moves
I know that's not
– runners.
No, that's not what nobody wants to hear.
This guy is a two-time MVP.
Yes, he is. And
moves
a two-time
runners.
MVP that has some wrist issues that he is not familiar with.
Yeah. You know what this would be like? This would be like Hugh Douglas in his, you know, getting hurt in his prime and coming back. And like, listen, just give us a good rush. We know you're not going to get near the quarterback, but that's okay.
Give him the old college try. Yeah, I would do that. Yeah. That sounds like me. That's on brand.
Yeah, right. But that wouldn't be good enough. I need you to sack the quarterback.
No, I mean, I would try. I mean, it's not – I'm going to give it the old college try.
Right, but imagine
if – But if I'm not right, I ain't right.
Yeah, but imagine if you in a press conference, yeah, I'm back. I probably won't get any sacks, but I'm back.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to try. We're going to get out there and we're going to give it a try, don't
we? Yeah, that's not good enough. All right, OG Wade is up. OG Wade up on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Good, OG. What's going on?
You know what is bothering me is that this sounds awful a lot like Joel Embiid. You know what I'm saying? Like, with this injury, nobody really knows what it is. And it's the inflammation, and he's just going to have to stick it through and drive it on in. So now we have our best baseball player that's neutered, that his specialty is hitting home runs. Well, we can't expect him to hit the home runs now, but as long as he moved the runners, you know, we're still in the ball game, right? Man, we are living in a damn... I don't know what the word. I wish
the
I could
Matrix.
Ask.
We're in the Matrix.
We're La La Land if we think that's good enough. Yeah.
Give me a better word than cerebral, because cerebral is one damn thing I would not classify Bryce Harper at right now. Because right now, Bryce Harper actually wants an extension in his contract. Okay? And again, we're going to be in the same situation as we was in with Joel Embiid, giving him all that damn money. Knee bad, everything. Man, this thing is not looking good, Joe. This is bad.
It's not good. And I think you bring up a fair point that there's some similarities. Now, Embiid had more catastrophic ones, right, that cost him, like, you know, major surgeries. Bryce hasn't had as many of those up to this point. But, like, just the way you framed it of inflammation, the team says one thing, the player says another, we're not sure what to expect. There is some Embiid to this. Because this is the way the Sixers talk about Embiid last year. Like, yeah, he could play, and then he said, I can't play. And then it basically ended with the disaster of a season. There is some of that to this.
Yeah, I can see that. But I think the difference is, the likability factor and the way that Bryce has handled himself. I'm not saying that should be a factor into this, but I think it does. Because when you talk about sitting there and saying, well, you know, I don't know. It all depends on how it is. You know. There is a little bit of that, and I see where you're going with this, OG.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's unfortunate for Bryce, but it's more unfortunate for the Phillies in the position that they're in right now, with this guy being your best ball player, having that kind of contract still. What is it, 5 years left on his contract?
Well, no, there's six years left.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, it's identical as the Joel Embiid thing. It's like, damn if you do, damn if you can't get rid of him, because who's going to pay you for the damaged goods and everything? And then are you even – Bryce wants an extension. So are you going to do that? So where the hell are we at as a baseball team?
Well, you know, where we're at is stuck in a weird spot, OG. We appreciate the phone call.
Limbo.
Yeah, well, the part that is I think, frustrating to a lot of – to me at least, is they have starting pitching clearly good enough to win the World Series.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the best starting pitching.
Yeah, they're pitching lights out
yep.
right now.
And we expect them to upgrade the bullpen, right, by some way, whether it be a trade. And we're going to have a guest on, Andrew Filippone from 93.7 in Pittsburgh, coming up at 12. And he had heard the Phillies and Pirates had some conversations about potential trade for relievers. Like, what they're going to get a relief pitcher or two, right? And they're also going to move one of these starters to the bullpen. So – they should be able to upgrade the bullpen. Mm-hmm. The one area that we're all, like, every day not sure we're getting is the offense. And Bryce Harper is supposed to be their best offensive player, and he has been for most of his time here. And, you know, I don't expect him to be great the rest of the season. Like, I just hope he's out there. And you said 70% earlier of what he typically is. I'll take that. I'm not expecting to be more than that. I've moved past expecting Bryce to be Bryce, because it's been a long time since he's looked like a great offensive player. And what I heard yesterday was a guy that has no idea what's going on with his wrist.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. And that's why I think for him, and I think that what the Phillies have talked about was, okay, how can you adjust? Like, you want Bryce Harper to be as close to the Bryce Harper that we know as possible.
Of course.
But you also have to adjust your game so that that can be the case. Like, you have to figure out, maybe your swing is a little bit too violent. Caller called in, I think, last week, and he was talking about how violent his swing was and how it's starting to wear on him a little bit. So maybe you adjust your approach just a little bit. I don't know how you're going to do that during the course of the season, though. See, that's the problem. And I think that's what Bryce – that's probably one of the reasons why Bryce really wanted to stay out as long as he did, because he knew that in order for him to be the Bryce that we're comfortable with or we're familiar with, that he has to adjust his swing. And from what I've been told – that's hard to do during the course of the season.
Yeah, and look, he has a violent swing, and he's been in baseball, Major League Baseball, playing full seasons for, you know, since he was 18 or 19 years old. So there's also a lot of wear and tear that has gone on here with him. Like, I hope that what we heard yesterday was just him being cerebral or reserved or whatever word you want to use, or kind of stoic and not telling us everything. I just, and I said it earlier, I'll say it again, I wanted to be lied to. I wanted yesterday him to say, I'm back, I'm ready to go. I didn't get that yesterday. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Where do you come down on Bryce Harper? Are you expecting him to be the guy that we're used to now that he's back in the lineup? I'm not. Hugh is. Also, a Twitter poll here. Hugh, should you apologize for having Zach Wheeler number 9 on your list?
And what did the people say?
Well, I mean, what do you think?
Yes.
Yes. Are you going to?
No, I mean, what was the percentage?
Well, I think today you have two choices on this. You can either change your list, you can alter your list, or you can apologize to Zach Wheeler. Should Hugh Douglas apologize for putting Zach Wheeler number 9 in his top 11 list? Yes, at 78%.
I ain't thinking about
no
none
at 22.
Of those 78%.
Well, they're all right.
No, they're not.
I mean, you had him behind Quinyon Mitchell. The Jalen Hurts thing is one thing. You had him behind Quinyon Mitchell.
Not changing it.
Yeah, I know. We're going to give you till 1:30 today to change your mind.
Yeah, let me think about it.
Okay. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up. Speaking of changing minds, yesterday I did say I still am picking Jack to take down DeCamara in their athletic competition. But after hearing Jack yesterday, almost with a concession speech at the top of the afternoon show, I'm rethinking this one to you. You got to hear this. This was Jack yesterday. You'll hear it coming up on the other side. And then we had someone out there who wrote a song about Jack's meltdown on the golf course. You'll hear that as well. It is the Midday Show. We're live today from Citizens Bank Park. Are you expecting Bryce to be the typical Bryce Harper now that he's back? I'm not. Hugh is. Where do you come down? 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 12, we're going to talk to Andrew Filippone from 93.7, the Fan out in Pittsburgh. Hugh, a couple things to hit on with him. Number one, he said yesterday he heard the Phillies had some interest in a pair of Pirates relief pitchers. How real could that be? What's the price? We'll talk to him about that. And I'm curious his thought on the T.J. Watt situation. Have you seen the latest on this Watt thing?
So
the
Steelers, no, I haven't.
Well, the Steelers keep making moves, right?
They're making moves like they're trying to make it to the playoff. Well, Super Bowl.
You would think, right? Aaron Rodgers, and yesterday they trade for Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith and DK Metcalf. That all being said, they have not resolved the situation with T.J. Watt, their star pass rusher. And yesterday, Adam Schefter said more about multiple teams mulling whether they can trade for Steelers pass rusher T.J. Watt. Are the Eagles one of those teams? What would the cost be? We're going to talk to Andrew Filippone coming up at noon. But I wanted to play this for everyone. We'll get back to the phone lines on Bryce Harper. Are you expecting the real Bryce, the Bryce that we know here, typical Bryce Harper now that he's back? I'm not expecting it. I don't know how I can after what he said yesterday. Head into San Douglas over here is like, yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be Bryce Harper.
He has to be. Well, he's going to have to adjust, but I think that he could be close to what he once was.
Well, that would be after what I heard yesterday. That would be a remarkable outcome because it sounded to me like Bryce Harper is back because they don't know what else to do. I mean, that's what I heard.
I mean, it wasn't a ringing endorsement. It was not a ringing endorsement. I give you that.
It was more of, hey, I've stagnated in the progress I've made in my wrist.
This is like I said, the movie As Good As It Gets. This is As Good As It Gets. That's supposed to
make me feel better?
I mean,
about a guy that
is
at one point was a multi-time MVP?
I think he will get back to that. I think
to
he'll
an MVP
be close
level?
To that. I think he'll be back to close.
Wow.
To that.
If you had to say right now, if we had to make a prediction right now, Do you think he'll ever again come close to winning an MVP? I would say
– as a right
– I would say no. Doesn't mean he can't be really good. But MVP level – like think about what Ohtani does, right? Like what Judge does. Like that's how you win the MVP. He's done that twice, once as a Philly, once as a National. I would say right now I find it very unlikely he'll ever be a National League MVP. Like I – again, I don't mean like getting a vote at the bottom of a ballot.
You mean,
I mean just like
being a legit contender.
Yeah, like we sit here and say he can
How old
win.
Is he? 32?
32.
You got one more run in him. I give him that.
Down the line, not this year.
Probably not this
year. Yeah. And again, there's multiple parts of this, right? There's the career moving forward and then there's this year.
Yeah,
right.
I think he's in the throes of adjusting right now, Joe,
yeah.
And he's trying to figure out how to adjust. So I give him one more run.
215-592-9494. Your reaction to Bryce, of course, the greatness of Zach Rowe, still trying to get Hugh to either apologize or change his list, because a couple weeks ago he ranked him, what, ninth in the city of Philadelphia?
Something like that.
Ninth.
Respectfully.
Not that's disrespectfully to have the pitcher this good ninth on your list. All right, back to the phones in a minute, though. We have to check in, though. So yesterday we made the new favorite to Camera, right? The Camera has now moved to become the favorite over Jack Fritz. I said I would still take Jack to win the competition. But then I heard this. Hugh, I'm curious what you think of this. This was the beginning of the afternoon show yesterday. It almost sounded like a concession speech from Jack after just game one. Here was the beginning of the afternoon show yesterday.
So you have the floor.
Rick Ankiel. Mark Elfaltz, Scott Brosius, Jack Fritz. I mean, that's what yesterday was. Yesterday was not the camera beating me. Yesterday was me losing that. And it was a total embarrassment, an absolute embarrassment. That's probably the worst round of golf I've played in 20 years. And I think I got totally psyched out of my own mind. Like, you saw it yesterday. I mean, that was a vintage meltdown. That was a vintage freaking meltdown. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe I was sitting there and I freaking duffed like three straight off the freaking tee, which has never been a problem for me in my entire life. And all of a sudden yesterday, it all came crumbling down. So like my official comment is it was one of the biggest choke jobs in the history of Philadelphia sports. I mean, it's up there with the Rondé Barber play. Like when you remember awful moments in Philadelphia sports history, this is going to be up there. And like, I felt so much pressure from people like wanting me to go kill Joe to camera. I'm not a pressures man. You know, I'm a lower the expectations kind of guy. And yesterday I felt the weight of the world on my shoulders and I didn't handle it well. It was awful. It was truly awful.
All right. So I yesterday said I'm still picking Jack, but Hugh, I got to be honest. I'm worried about my prediction. I'm not a pressures man does not give me confidence he's going to bounce back as the going gets tough here. He said I'm not a pressures man. I'm a lower the expectations guy. Is he going to be able to bounce back is the question now.
That's a lot to digest.
It
Joe.
Is.
That's a lot to digest.
Didn't it feel almost like a concession speech?
I'm gonna take a different approach with this.
Okay, I'm excited for this. What do you got?
I'm gonna say that Jack's playing possum. I think he's leaning into this because he knows that this was probably not a good look for him.
Well, that's clear. I mean, the video's out there, yeah.
And I feel like he's gonna bounce back with this baseball. The next one was the next one next Wednesday, right?
Wednesday baseball, yes.
I think he's gonna bounce back, and I think he's gonna bounce back in a way. Because I believe, and I got my Believe shirt on today, so I believe that he's going to bounce back. And he's going to crush Joe DeCamera in the second round of this. Now, I think Joe is still the favorite in all of this. But I feel like Jack is going to bounce back in that second round, and he's going to crush him in baseball.
Oh, I feel better, actually, after you said that. Because I felt the same thing yesterday. Right? Like, I still am picking Jack to win this.
Yeah.
And I think baseball
is his wheelhouse.
Don't overcomplicate this. Throw this right over the plate and make the camera hit the baseball, right? Don't walk him. Don't hit by pitch. I mean, as funny as that might be for everyone there, if Joe, you know, takes one off the shoulder or the back. I mean, that's not the objective here because then he gets on base. I am Team Jack, and I'm still rooting for Jack, and I believe Jack is going to win this thing. I like your perspective, though. Maybe there is a little possum here. It can't get worse.
Yeah, it can't. I mean, and I think that for Jack, the thing that I admire about him is that probably was his lowest moment, and he acknowledged that.
Yeah. Well,
but
again, it was hard to run from it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
A lot of eyes on that.
And now it's time. It can't get no worse than it already is, so it's time to bounce back. I mean, seriously, I know that that's for some people, that's not a strategy. But when you've hit rock bottom, And it feels like he's done that with, you know, him admitting that he had a meltdown and everything.
Yeah.
Only way to go is up.
Well, he compared it to Markel Fultz, the Rondé Barber.
I
would compare it to Ben Simmons not dunking against the Hawks. I mean, it was just like, what am I watching here? It was one of the worst things you'll ever see. All right. So, Hugh, you mentioned we've reached the bottom. One more thing happened, though, that maybe is now the bottom.
What's that?
So remember a couple weeks ago we played the Tom Kelly song, the new TK song,
AI-generated song.
Well, the artist that behind that, his name is Sean Love. He sent me a message this morning saying he created a song all about Jack's meltdown. Are you ready for this?
Let me hear
is a snippet of it. This is from the artist you know as the guy who made the TK show open. Here he made a song all about Jack's meltdown. Let's hear some of this about the meltdown.
Meltdown. Jack was a young one, so sure he could swing it. Said, you think old man Joe's gonna bring it? I'm gonna smoke deep camera like a driving range. But when the heat was on, it all began to change. Hot summer sun shining straight and true. Golf match on and the tension grew. The tension grew. Meltdown, Jack couldn't stand the heat. Meltdown, his game was incomplete. The golf club shook as his mind went tight. He talked it.
Quentin Tarantino type Kill Bill type movie type vibe.
Yep.
I guess I needed to be updated a little bit. Do some auto-tune or something.
Yeah.
Like, it just felt a little vintage.
Okay. But it's inspiring song.
I mean, my thing is this, and I'm not a music producer, but.
You're going to critique it like you are.
I am. Yeah. You know me. I'm going to act like I am. I would probably bring it up to date a little bit more. Like, at least something
that's... a little more energy to it?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah, because it just sounds like... I feel like somebody's on a surfboard somewhere playing a bad B-movie.
I got the surfboard feel,
You know
too.
What I mean?
Yeah.
It feels like... What was that one movie that he made? Death Proof? I can't say proof. Proof.
What is proof. It? How do you spell that?
Proof.
P-R-O-O-F?
Death Proof.
Proof.
Yeah, I can't say proof.
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 Like you have proof of this.
Yeah, proof.
Yeah, proof.
It feels funny rolling off my tongue.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just feels a little campy. The song feels a little campy.
So of the two, what do you like better, that or the TK? The TK show song gets stuck in my head.
See, I forgot the TK show song, so I have to hear that one again.
Oh, Buzz, if you got a second, grab that one again, the TK open.
But I know he's probably doing the Summerfield, Jack meltdown type thing.
Yeah, the meltdown.
Yeah, I get it.
So we would, yeah.
I still don't like it.
Okay. All right, let's quickly hear the TK open.
It's the Tom Kelly Show.
See, that one has,
you know, I heard TK on the weekend. It was stuck in my head all
night. Yeah, I mean, now that's a little bit more, you know. It just feels like it has a little bit more soul.
Yeah, it does. All right, there's the critique. All right, 215-592-9494. We do appreciate
Everything that you do.
Yeah, we know. We appreciate the song being made. I mean, the fact that it's inspiring songs is great. All right, Hugh, before we get back to – well, let's get back to the phones. And I see someone on the line here that we haven't talked to since last week. And let's not – I mean, I don't think we could sugarcoat this. You randomly brought him up yesterday. You were thinking – you wanted to say Spike, but you said Skip.
Oh,
and I knew
that
would kind of be his cue to call in.
Ugh.
Skip from Claymont up on the Midday Show. Hey, Skip.
Hi, you. How do you do? Woo-hoo.
I lost my keys, Skip.
Well, you know, that's last time I was talking to you with the – you know, it was from the – you guys were having fun down there with the Kelsey event. Whooping it up sounded like you were having fun. Did you enjoy that?
It was okay until I got home. And the next day, then it was got a little dicey.
Well, I mean, you were hanging – I heard this weekend that you might have been hanging out with the Thomas brothers, Hollis and Trey. Is that when you lost your keys? Maybe you were having too much fun.
Well, no, it wasn't that. It was after the Kelsey event, you know, for whatever odd reason, I go to sleep that night, and then the next morning I wake up and I can't find my car keys. That's kind of how it went. That's the story I'm sticking to.
Yeah, in the trash, too, right?
You're I looked in the trash, and they weren't in the trash, you know.
Well, how about we play a little Hughes Clues real quick here? Guess what I'm looking at right now.
What are you looking at?
Guess what I have in my possession right now. Here's a clue. Does this sound familiar?
I hear something.
Yeah, so is that something dangling there, Skip? What is
Yoo-hoo!
That?
How about that?
Do you have Hughes Keys, Skip?
So how bad do you want your keys is my question.
Oh, no. Skip, to be honest, I don't like where this is going. You can have those keys. I've already got some made.
This is ironic. Turns out you need your fellow man. See, this is what happens when you don't make friends. This is what happens when you shun your neighbors and your homeowners association. This is what happens when you're not pleasant to others. I've been telling you for weeks that maybe just a little gesture of friendship goes a long way, but you decided no. You didn't want that. Now you've got no car keys. Now look at you. You're sitting there with that big Ram truck of yours with no keys. Maybe if you think of me next time you go on a road trip, maybe having me riding side saddle isn't much of a bad idea at all.
Well, Hugh, this sounds a lot like extortion to me. I mean, Skip, you know I love you. I don't like this. It sounds like Skip is taking advantage of this situation.
Well, you're
in a vulnerable spot now.
Well, I appreciate the gesture, Skip. But like I said, I've already adjusted. I've gotten the locks checked.
Wait, you didn't get your mail key back?
I'm waiting on the mail key. Yeah. That's the only key that I don't have yet. But every other key... I will gladly
return the keys. I just have one simple request from you.
And what would that be?
For once, I want you to have a sense of community and come over to our development's 4th of July barbecue.
That seems easy enough.
Come to the barbecue?
Yeah.
If you help co-chair the Homeowners Association barbecue, you know, let's just say you're on your way to getting your keys back. I'm chairman of the fireworks committee too.
Oh yeah, the fireworks is going to be nice, but I mean that's I don't think I can make that commitment.
I'm very excited. It's going to be a swell time. We're having sack races. Oh, we're having three-legged races and a hot dog eating contest.
Well, this sounds like a big deal, Hugh. I think you need to be there.
The three-legged race, not a fan of. The hot dog eating contest, definitely not going to participate in that. But
John Ritchie's coming. He's coming with his girlfriend. He seems to be very happy now. See what happens when you go out and meet people?
I appreciate the gesture, Skip. I really
do. Mr. and Mrs. Quinn, Kyle's parents are supposed to come. Jack Fritz is coming for the golf competition.
How about Jack's going to be there?
I don't think Jack's going to be there. I think Jack's going to be getting ready for this competition he has next week.
Fritz is going to lead the golf club toss. He threw his tantrum over 300 yards over the weekend. And plus, there's a hot dog eating competition, and I'm a 3-time foot long hot dog eating champ myself in the 4th of July competitions. When I was a younger man, I could put 4 hot dogs in my mouth at once. Hello.
I mean, Skip, I don't think that's something that you need to be proud of, like to have 4 hot dogs in your mouth at the same time. That don't seem like, you know, that's something that anybody's aspiring to do. You know, I mean, just as a friend.
Yeah, it sounds like you're jealous to me.
I agree.
I think
so. You want to consider going to this barbecue?
I'm not. I'm okay, Skip. I appreciate you, but you know, you can keep those keys. They don't open anything anymore. So
yeah, I can open something for me. And also, I have planned. I have a Jason Kelce style 4th of July Speedo that I picked out for you.
Oh boy!
Ooh, that was a lot. That was a lot.
I have matching Speedos for the two of us. You're just going to have to trim up a little down low.
No, I'm not.
We've reached that point of the call. It's every time.
I know you enjoyed the grease pole competition at the Kelce event. We're going to have one at the barbecue, too. You seem to enjoy that very much so in Seattle.
I mean, as a matter of fact, I didn't. Cooper DeGene tried to get me to go
on
the pole.
It's getting weird again.
You've got to be careful with
the
pole,
let Skip go.
That you're greasing. Just watch out.
Yeah, no, that's – Skip, we love you, but we got to let you go. All right. So Skip has your keys.
He can have them.
It sounds like all you got to do is show up, be social, and go to the barbecue.
You
get the keys back.
I'm not. The closest I became to being social was when they thought they found my keys in the mailbox. Yeah. I was willing to do that. But once I found out they weren't my keys,
well, the whole community was trying to help you.
Oh, all bets. I appreciate – shout out to the community in Claymont. I appreciate that, but I'm still probably
not. That call was your fault. You know
that. What you mean? Because I talked him up yesterday.
Well, yesterday, for no reason, you just mentioned Skip on the air. He's in your head.
Yeah, a little bit, because that was one of the thoughts that I had. You know, maybe Skip came and took the key. Because they disappeared in a strange way.
Well –
and, you know,
he has them. I mean, he just explained it to you.
Well, if he has them, he can keep them.
He told you how you can get them back.
I'm not a willing participant in the games that Skip wants to play.
It always, if you notice this, like he kind of lulls us in with, he's just kind of being a little bit off, but neighborly. And then it goes to a different place.
And you get a whole kick out of that, though, don't you? You get a kick out of the fact that.
He's one of my favorite callers in the show now. It really
that
is.
I really don't, you know, commune with my neighbors like
that. Well,
you
have to start. Yeah, you have to start. All right, well,
not really.
Yeah, you know where the party is. All right, don't forget, see Joe Conklin, the City Rhythm Orchestra, in the story of Philly sports put to music, Wildwood Public High School, Friday, July 11th, Ocean City, New Jersey. Music Beer, Saturday, July 12th as well. Get tickets, joeconklin.com. All right, let's talk to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Bruce.
Good morning, Jack, Kyle, Joe, and the crew. What's going on? It's been a
Bruce.
Minute.
Jack Fritz.
Oh, man. Oh, my God, man. I'm so glad.
Well, we did play audio of him in this segment, so I get it. Bruce, what do you got for us?
Man, I'm so glad that you talk about this Bryce thing. I'm telling you, you know, I'm just so annoyed and ticked off at this whole situation because, you know, his problem along with a number of other issues, and not only just him, but Topper and how they responded to him coming back and playing, because I was surprised. I said, well, wait a minute. He's got some serious issues. And wait a minute. He's coming back this soon over his wrist? And it just goes to show the lack of leadership on dealing with their problems. I think that they probably either pushed Bryce or just let him to his own volitions about his issues, and he's going to come back. Even if he's only 70 or 75%, there's an argument that, it'll bode well for the Phillies, but what was he doing in the meantime? I say the same thing about this batting coach. There should have been a strategy of playing to say, Bryce, your swing is too violent. You should have been working on trying to change your swing. I don't think that any of that is talked about, and he's going to use the same approach, and he's going to get hurt again, and we won't be doing this freaking kabuki dance until the end of the damn season. And I'm just so sick and tired of the weak leadership to make definitive decisions about players and how they are performing on this team. And I'm sorry, I love Bryce, and he's trying to contribute, but they just have a lack of strategy when it comes to dealing with these kinds of issues, whether it's the pitching or whatever the case may be. And it's just so freaking annoying.
Yeah, well, so Bruce, I'll say this. Changing a swing this deep into his career is difficult. I'm not sure how you even do that. I mean, he could try to swing less violently, but then he's just a different player. Mm-hmm. I do think there was a lack of plan on how to get him back healthy. There didn't seem to be one. Rest, batting practice, he's cleared, he's not cleared, he's back when he decides. I mean, yesterday did not feel like a coherent plan when he was supposed to come back. It just felt like, I guess we'll see. He'll wake up one day and decide, I'm back. And that's what yesterday felt like, and he didn't even feel confident in it. It was one of the more bizarre recoveries from an injury I can remember, where the player comes back and he's like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I wasn't getting any better, so I decided to come back in the lineup. I mean, that's basically what he said.
It's the way y'all say it, man. It's
well, how would you frame
yesterday? I think it's more to it than that. But I will say this, because this training staff has had a few miscues.
They've had some weird ones.
This has been a weird year for the training staff. And I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks, and I go back to the Nola situation and hit the cracked rib.
Yeah.
But it was the ankle. First, it wasn't the ankle.
Well, we had a rolled ankle that they let him pitch through.
And he pitched through that, and then it was the rib thing.
Which was a stress reaction, then a fracture.
Yes, and then it's the Bryce Harper not knowing exactly what's going on thing. Now, that could be a lot of things, and it sounds like they're confident that it's something that's not going to get any worse. But, obviously, he doesn't feel – he doesn't feel comfortable with that.
And is it going to get better? Are we stuck here? 215-592-9494. Do you expect Bryce Harper to be his typical self now that he's back? I don't. I what I heard yesterday was really, really odd with him coming back. Hugh does. Where do you come down? Your phone calls. All right, on the other side, Andrew Filippone is going to join us. 93.7 The Fan out in Pittsburgh. Yesterday, he said he heard the Phillies had interest in a pair of Pirates relief pitchers. And this T.J. Watt thing. Are the Steelers going to trade him? What does he think it would cost? Should the Eagles get involved? That's up next. Your phone calls where we're live from the park today on Sports Radio 94 WIP.